It's good to have you here with me on a Friday as we enter the month of December. This is an important month as we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ and also as we close out the year of 2017. Let's finish the year strong. As you know, if you've been with us all week, on Monday I gave you a challenge, and I trust that you've taken it and are learning a lot. Let me repeat this challenge as a reminder and also to introduce this to any newcomers who are listening to God Is today. In the Bible's New Testament, I asked you to read the Gospel according to John, chapter 1, and to read it once a day. Read John chapter 1, that's 51 verses, and read it once a day. I believe that this is a very simple task that you have the time to do, a text that you will understand when you read it again and again and again, and that will have something very practical to say to your life this week. So let me repeat. Read the Gospel according to John, chapter 1, once a day. That's John chapter 1, and it's 51 verses. All I'm asking you to do is read this, and then ask yourself this question. What have I noticed? What have I noticed? Have you done it? Have you been reading John 1? And if so, what have you noticed? If you have not done so, it's not too late. Read John 1 once a day between now and, say, next Friday. Or you can get caught up this weekend by reading John 1 7 times. Actually, just reading it a few times will be a blessing to you. If you want to share with me what you're noticing and learning, feel free to write to me at my personal email address, mark@markaswallow.com. That'll be repeated at the end of today's broadcast. Or you can connect with me on Facebook or Twitter. God Is W-E-Z-E. God Is W-E-Z-E. Other people will be encouraged to see what you are learning from the Word of God. Now, there's a reason why I've chosen John 1, and that's what I want to pivot to now. One of the many joys of reading the Bible as a whole is that we start to make connections between what we read in one scripture and what we read in another scripture. Sometimes we feel like we are investigators trying to solve a case. It's cool. We look for clues in certain texts that can answer questions we have as we read along. In fact, the very best way to understand the Bible is to just keep reading it. What may confuse you in one section will sooner or later be clarified elsewhere. And of course, today we have many resources available for us to study the Bible. Well, one of the many things that you have to know about the Bible is that certain books or chapters need to really be read together. And we have been studying Genesis chapter 1, and I've asked you to read John chapter 1. And the reason I have done so is because we're going to do some reading in parallel between Genesis 1 and John 1, because both chapters really must be read together. To read Genesis 1 and John 1 together, one chapter from the Old Testament and one chapter from the New Testament, will give you clarity on the meaning of certain words, phrases, and truth. We'll dig more deeply into this together on Monday, but I want to sort of whet your appetite today by showing you something of what I mean. As before, it'll be helpful if you have a Bible with you and open it and put a marker at Genesis 1 and another marker at John 1. If you're not able to look at a Bible right now, you can read these texts later and or download the podcast of this broadcast and you can listen again. For now, listen as I give one similarity between Genesis 1 and John 1. Let me read in the Bible's Old Testament from Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning. Circle, if you would, the phrase, and if you have not done so already, in the beginning. That is Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. Now let me go all the way over to the Bible's New Testament and read from the Gospel according to John chapter 1 and verse 1. This is John chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning. Circle that phrase. And notice this is the same phrase. Genesis 1 and John 1 start with the exact same statement. In the beginning. And that's important. This is the first similarity I want you to see. Maybe you've seen this before, maybe not. But Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, and John chapter 1 and verse 1 start the exact same way, in the beginning. We've talked about this in Genesis, so let me draw out the meaning for you in the Greek text. The original language for the Gospel of John is Greek, and the Greek word here used for beginning, as with so many Greek words, could have several meanings. But the way that John uses the word here, he uses it to mean one thing. The meaning of the Greek word for beginning is the initial starting point of the universe. This is the beginning in a temporal sense. What comes first? So when we study the Greek language, we understand that the Greek word that John uses here means the initial starting point of the universe, the beginning in a temporal sense, what comes first. This tells us that whatever or whomever John is going to write about next was in the beginning. And by beginning, he means existed before the beginning in order to be there at the beginning. And as we learned in week one of this broadcast, that must mean that John is going to tell us about God, because only God is pre-existing. As we established in our reading of Genesis 1:1, only God is pre-existing. Remember? We said only God existed in the beginning, and in order for him to exist, he must be pre-existing. So John picks up the truth that Moses, the writer of Genesis, already received from God and wrote down. In the beginning in Genesis means the same thing as in the beginning in John. The beginnings are the same. There is one beginning. Moses and John wrote about the same beginning. And this similarity is really important because it establishes what follows. And that brings us to our second similarity that will be discussed next week. Beginnings really encourage us. The beginnings of each new book of the Bible refresh the reader. We're going to learn something from a new writer. And yet, the Bible is unique because what the Word of God says in one book is affirmed in another book. Here we have one New Testament book, John, affirming what the same beginning that opens the Bible in the Old Testament book of Genesis. So the testaments read in concert with one another. What's said in Genesis is affirmed in John, and what is said in John is affirmed in Genesis. That's the genius of God giving his word to us on the pages of the Bible. So please read all of John chapter 1 this weekend. It won't take you long, and believe me, it's worth every minute you give it. For those of you who read it all week, keep reading it. You'll notice things you missed on previous readings. Really, you will. And speaking of reading the Bible, I hope this weekend that you'll be in a church where the pastor, the spiritual leaders, the worship leaders, and the speakers open the Bible and not only read it to you, but explain to you what it means. This is best done if you take a Bible to church with you and you open to the passage being explained and read along. Take notes, discuss what is being preached with other mature Christians, and then come home and read some of those same Bible passages again for yourself. Test what the various teachers have taught you to see if their teaching is accurate. One of the things that really concerns me about so many churches today is that pastors and other spiritual leaders are not preaching and teaching the Word of God. And if they are not, then they're failing to do their job. And you are being hurt because of it. I think of the words of the Apostle Peter to the church in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 2. Therefore, I exhort the elders among you as your fellow elder and witness to the sufferings of Christ, and a partaker also of the glory that is to be revealed, shepherd the flock of God among you. And how do we shepherd? We shepherd the people of God with the word of God. Or the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 2, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction. That's the job of the pastor. And so, friends, seek out a church where the Word of God is proclaimed and explained. And here's a good way to tell if the church you attend is doing this. Do you hear the gospel? The gospel is this: Christ has died for our sins and has been resurrected from the dead, so that all who believe in him by faith will be saved from our sins. And we will also be brought back from the dead to live with God forever. It's all throughout the Bible. Attend churches where this is taught and practiced. I pray that you will find such a community. The gospel, of course, then also needs to be rehearsed by all of us daily when we leave church. There's another great concern of mine. People who attend church almost never miss a Sunday and do hear the gospel, but never apply it to their own lives and spend the rest of the week steeped in sin and selfish living. How we live after the Saturday or Sunday service ends really, really matters to God and to one another. If you get on the tee or get in the car after church and act like a complete jerk, then you have not taken God seriously. If this describes you, repent of your sin and live differently this Sunday afternoon and throughout next week. The Holy Spirit will help you if you are a genuine follower of Christ. All right. I hope that you will enjoy your weekend, everyone. It's been great to be with you all week. I too look forward to the weekend and being in my church, preaching the Word of God on Sunday. And then I hope you'll join me Monday as we go deeper in our knowledge of who God is.